Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. We're here on a Friday evening with psychic medium Chris Garcia joining me once again. And we've got two lovely people in the caucus, and we've got some sort of a show, two people. So we're going to say hello to Chris.
Hi again.
Hiya, Chris.
Before
we start, my friend, I want to say that, you know, I've had contact with my daughter there. She's not too good. But now there's been an add-on sort of thing. So I need prayers for two people now because... my granddaughter has also tested now positive, so there's two people in the household now with it. It's not feeling very well at all at the moment, so, you know. And anybody that's had the COVID already will know how it feels. So, okay. But right, we're going to make a start. Now, I'm hoping that I pronounced this lady's name correctly. Ron Dreyer?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, you got it right. Hi.
Can I help you today?
Hi, yes. Do you see me receiving my SSI benefits?
Do I see what?
Do you see me receiving, Social Security, SSI benefits? And if so, which month?
Okay, for some reason, yes, I do see you getting them. It's a delay because of everything, so... If you made an appointment, which I feel that you did, because I see an appointment already, you know that you already did what you needed to do. Okay, hold on. Well, what should we get in it? For some reason, I felt a little bit of February, but I heard more March than anything. And the reason why is there's a lot of red tape, and a lot of documents that they need to get on the on your case. So I would say in March, it could be the earliest, I would say, would be like the end of February, going into March, but I see more March, anything. But I see like the beginning of March time frame.
Okay.
You. That's
okay,
what I'm seeing.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you see me moving to a new apartment soon?
You should move into another apartment. Honestly, not anytime soon. I'd say that where you're at, I kind of feel that it seems not very fulfilling. Not really happy.
No, it's not. I'm going to stay here. Yeah.
I'm seeing weeks. For some reason, I don't know what weeks mean. Weeks. I would say probably after you get your Social Security is when you're going to move. I'm seeing probably weeks. I would probably say like, I mean, it could happen sooner. It's really up to you. When I'm seeing like after you get it. Social Security, I assume that you would probably be moving after. If I wanted to really pinpoint when, I won't see that until probably mid-April going into May. But it could happen sooner if they speed up the Social Security. Because I did pick up a little bit of February for some reason. I don't know why, but I just kept seeing February for some reason a little bit. So there could be something that might they might be doing in the process, but they work with seven business days. But I've been told that the weekends kind of count, but it's kind of more slow production. So you're looking at the 7 when you applied for it. You count after that. You don't count the day that you applied it. You count it afterwards. And then that can give you an estimate of when you should be coming in.
Okay.
That's what I'm being told. Do you have any other questions?
What about love? What do you see for love?
Love. Oh, my goodness. Everybody love. Everybody love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it says that there's a good chance that you might find someone. That could be just in the works right now for some reason.
Okay.
I'm seeing like it's like nearby, like someone that either you're talking to or someone that you've been thinking about. I see particular interest. I see it sooner than anything else. With Social Security, I see that sooner.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see that kind of like speeding up. Because I feel like you're just like tired of being alone. And I'm being told that most of the guys you get are just total asses. I'm sorry to say it, but that's what they want me to tell you.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And they're just assholes to you. And a lot of them, they're just there just for that one particular thing. And then... you know about the business. But I feel that you're very caring. You're not one that goes by looks. I've heard that for some reason that I've heard from friends of yours that they say, oh, he does me. And you're just like, you're not with him, I am. Or they're very judgmental about you. They say that you can do better. But you go more for what's inside. Inside, not on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
true.
What I'm being told. I guess you have particular attention, but that's what I'm being told. So I see that very soon.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if that would probably be, that was weird, around Valentine's. You might have a date.
Oh, good.
Oh,
all right, I gotta go. I think
when
that buzzer went off, so...
Nice meeting you.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andre. Okay, Seth. And yeah. Okay, we only have Catherine left. Oh, bless her. Strange show this evening, never mind. Okay, Catherine.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Catherine.
Yeah.
I have been living in a stressful living situation, and I am leaving on February 1st. But just anything about that, just how to get through the next couple weeks smoothly as possible. And I catch so much. I'm very empathic, and I catch so much anxiety off the other person, and anything about releasing that.
Well, I was told the judgment card came up. So the judgment card just came up. It says that you just got to keep your composure as much as possible. If you have time to see the family or friends, because the fulfillment came up. And with, you know, with this person that you're living with, I got the word roommate for some reason.
Yep.
That is showing a hangman card, and that person has been very negative, kind of like tied up, because the hangman card just came up. So they just, all they want is just for it to be about them, and they want you to feel sorry for them, and it's always them, the victim. But I would say just to keep your distance.
Yeah.
So you won't get anxiety, because since you're picking up so much, you're picking up their pain, their issues, and it's like just overwhelming. So I would do is that if you can, I would say light some lavender incense, or even take lavender bath, and that clears the energy. around you and around them.
Do you see good things about my my new place? That I'll be able to calm, kind of become myself quickly after I am in my new place?
I think you would adjust very well. But so that other person might want to follow you just to see how you're doing and checking up on you. So they're just going to see how, I guess, how well you are. Also, I mean, so that they might, I'm not saying they're going to move in with you, they're just going to be just nosy, just put it that way. But I see you adjusting to that new environment very well. And you're going to have people to do what you want, you know, wear what you want, and do what you want because it's your own house.
Yes.
So that's what I'm seeing for you.
Are there any animals around me? What are animals that are good for, like I get this tight feeling in my chest, like animals that are good for soothing medicine, for animal medicine?
Oh, you're asking for the totems around you, or you're just asking for like what animals to get?
Yeah, both. I guess, are there any animals around me, and are any animals to call in that are good for these situations?
Okay, that was weird. Okay, so the first one is the butterfly.
Oh.
Okay, second one is the dragonfly.
Oh, that's my
aunt. The third one is the dog. The third one is the dog.
Oh.
So when I think of the butterfly, that means transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a change coming, so... don't be surprised if you start seeing a lot of butterflies where you're at. Okay. And then the dog is being told is very loyal. And then for some reason, I don't know why, but I don't know if you have a cat, but I'm seeing you getting a cat. Pursuing companionship.
Yeah, they're very soothing. Yeah.
They're very soothing. And I'm just being told that those are your totems right now. But do you have anything to protect you from anything that, you know, give you some kind of calming, soothing feeling? I would recommend getting a cat if you can. Now, if you want to, you can get a dog. But I'm seeing more of a cat for you for some reason.
Yeah, because I'm gone a lot. You know, cats are better for more independent and stuff, I think.
So... that's what I was told. So when you move, I see a lot of butterflies, and I've seen a lot of dragonflies around, so just know that they will be around, and it's kind of weird thing. We're here. You're not alone. Well, that's what I was told to tell you.
Say that again about the spirits that are around me.
Come in transformation. The spirits
are
coming.
Oh, come in transformation.
Which means that they're reincarnated as butterfly and as a dragonfly. That's what it means.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my aunt had a dragonfly tattoo. And I always think of her when dragon and butterflies, when they come up. So that's, I think, a double message. Yeah.
Oh, that's just saying that that's giving you comfort and knowing that everything will be fine. Going over to work, and you'll be fine by the time you move out of next month.
Yeah, about a week to go, and so thank you. Perfect
welcome.
Timing. All right.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Catherine. All right. Oh, wow. We've got a very low cork here. We've only had two callers call in, and we've taken the first 15 minutes off our hour already. So we're going to take a little break while we can. Hooray! Okay, right on the last couple of notes there, we've got somebody, I don't know who it is, because it was just right at the end of the music there, so let's find out who we have. Hello?
Hi. Hi, Ken. It's Veronica.
Veronica, of course it is. Okay.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi, what's up?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. What a lovely song. I was jamming to it. I'd like to know, at work where I'm at right now, do you see a promotion coming for me? Because I'm a little bit confused. Please.
Hold on, I'm doing something. Okay, but first of all, I do see a promotion. There's a lot of stuff that you've been wanting to do more things and just not be in the same place. That's what I'm seeing. So I see a promotion coming within weeks. Probably going into next month. You'll be having victory, which you'll be doing more things. And away from people that you probably feel like don't like you. So you're going to be doing other things and not having to worry about what other people are thinking or saying. And then I can't believe these cards just came out. The Lover's card coming out. And it says, you have love coming your way, Veronica. You have love coming your way. The Lover's card saying is that you have men looking at you, checking you out, and just looking at you. Basically.
Really?
They're not coming
out?
Yeah, sorry. There's people looking at you, and I see that you're turning red as I'm telling you that. So, yeah, you have, like, people just checking you out. They're not really coming up to you because, like I guess they're kind of shy. But I'm being told that there is love on the horizon, so there's a lot of good things that you're not even aware of, but there's people looking at you, so just be careful. Dress nice, be polite, and just do what you gotta do.
I am blushing. It's super red. Like you can see, it's interesting. I have a question for you. Do I have like a friend from far away coming to visit in the nearby future? Like over,
okay.
I would say like overseas or.
I would say if that person comes, they won't come at your probably. I want to say like probably March, April is what I'm being told. March, April time frame. That's what I'm being told right now. But I do see that you will see somebody coming overseas. Probably they're going to be in uniform. So, and I do see that person's going to say, come and want to just to come and visit and see how you're doing. So I see a lot of good things.
Do you see who it is? It's a man, right?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, dark black hair?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Does he come to help me? Because I'm having a lawsuit. I'm having some type of lawsuit or something with the family. Is he coming to help me for that?
Honestly, I thought he was going to help you with whatever you're dealing with. Yeah. I think he's going to help you. So you're going to be he's going to be helping you in kind of like what you're dealing with right now. Well, that's what I'm being told. So that person will be helping you. That might be something, too, because I feel that in a way he's kind of, like, quiet. But he has a little bit of interest. I don't know why, but he speaks his mind at times. He doesn't like how he feels all the time. But that's what I'm being told. So that's what I'm saying for you. So he will be helping you. And I feel like y'all are going to have some good connections.
Wow. Chris, that's really amazing. And I wanted to ask you, is there any other messages you might have for me from Spirit? Because everything you have said to me has come true. So there's no game to you. There's no game here with Chris. He's real. Please.
Maybe that's going to be tomorrow will be better. Things will be better. And just be person to dream and know that there are possibilities. There's going to be some sacrifice that you will be willing to do, which means that things will be changing, which with the promotion. But don't worry too much about it because you'll be fine.
Okay, that's amazing. And one last question. There's a lady by the name of Ashley. Do you think she's going to be removed from the company? Please?
Yeah, she'll be removed. They've been complaining about her, too.
Yes, a lot of people complaining.
Yeah, so I'm being told that, yeah. So, that's what I'm being told right now. There are people complaining, and they're just not very happy. So that's what I'm being told.
That's really awesome. This is really awesome. Many blessings to you. Your wishes come true. Thank you for being here on the show. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. Alright, okay. We'll have another little piece of music perhaps in a moment. If nobody else calls. But in the meantime we have Katie.
Good afternoon. Hi Chris. My name's Katie from New York. How are you?
Fine, I'm doing fine. How can I help you today?
Chris, what do you see about a significant other coming into my life? A number of psychics have seen the same man. I wanted to know your feedback. And do you see any travel this year?
Okay. Now, first of all, I don't know what the other psychics have told you, but I see inheritance. Something to do with inheritance. You've got money. He's very educated, okay? According to what I'm seeing, the Nine of Swords, he has had a lot of issues with his success. People around him have had jealousy issues. The Mars, anger, revenge. But even though he has had issues with them, he doesn't let them get the best of him. He has lost a lot of friends that he thought were his friends. Actually, that was weird. I'm not even having to use the cards. They're telling me I don't even need to use the cards right now. He's very educated in college. He's got a degree. I don't know why I keep seeing the word law. Must be having some kind of degree in law or maybe some kind of stuff within law. Okay, and hold on. Now, as far as any troubles, will there be any troubles? There might be some issues, but they will be resolved, and they can easily be changed. But I see a lot of good other things, but there will be people that will probably be jealous of you. With this man, but I'm just being told that there's going to be a lot of hate. And when I was telling the Nine of Swords, they say it showed the symbol of nightmares. And I've been told that people are going to try to be his worst nightmare, so to speak.
Okay.
Did you hear everything I said?
I think we lost the call there, Chris. I think we lost the call.
Hopefully she'll call back.
Yeah. Okay. Right. In the meantime, we've got Elizabeth.
Hi, Chris.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Beth.
Who? Beth?
Yes.
I've been trying to call you. You need to talk after the show because I've been wanting to talk to you, woman. I've been wanting to talk to you. No, but
well, I figured
thanks for calling me.
Because, you know, I love this show. I love this show when you do this show, so I wanted to call.
So, but I know we can talk afterwards because there's so much shit that I got to tell you. But so do you have any questions for me or you just want me to see?
I will, today I will ask a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm thinking about a new endeavor. And
what?
I would like to know if there's anything on this new idea that I have, you know, if any info on that new idea that I'm wanting to work with idea.
Okay, hold on. Let me just do this again. First of all, I heard the nurture card. So you gotta nurture it like it's your baby for some reason. They're telling me to tell you that shit. So yeah. So you have to nurture it as it's like something that you admire and something that you're looking up to. I do see possibilities, development. But I kind of feel that you can just put it in God's hands and God's going to show you if it's true and if it's a very genuine idea. Firstly, I would say, hold on, is it a good idea for Beth to go with his idea? Is it a good idea for Beth? Yes or no? Okay, they're really screaming at me. Okay, I get the fucking message. Oh, my God. Okay, I don't know why, but we definitely need to talk. They're telling me no. Even though they're telling me no, there might be some obstacles or some kind of thing that kind of might block you. But I've known you for a very long time, Beth. I know you can fight your battles. I know that you have grown since I've, you know, read you since the first time I'm into the fire. You've always had enemies within your circle. This was way before you met me, though. But I do feel that the idea, it's always good to try different things. And then they're
trying
to
use
the
passage. Well, you know me. I never take the easy way.
Yeah. So they're telling me that showing the passage, P-A-S-S-A-G-E, and then I'm being told for you to be doing palms. Not like the palms like you're reading someone's palms. I'm being told palms, reading prayers as you're doing this. Don't know why, but when you read there's a certain prayer that I'm being told that you do, you're going to get an answer within. Okay, that was so weird. I was going to say something else and they fucking took the words out of my mouth. They're telling me 4 days you're going to get an answer that if you should follow through. My personal opinion is I feel that you're unlimited potential. Your unlimited gifts speak for themselves. Not to blow your own horn, but I know that you can do this. I know you can do this. I know you can, like you wouldn't believe in me.
And
all you can do.
It's a good thing because that's very correct because this is something with me helping someone else. So, and you know, that's my end goal is to, just like you, we just want to help as many people as we can.
Now, the thing is that
so that
I don't understand what they're
perfect sense.
I don't know why Yeah, I don't know why they're telling me no. I guess because they feel
you know me. I have to. I always, I never take the easy road, and there will definitely be obstacles, and they just better get out of my way.
And you know what's crazy about that is that, oh, my God, I am so done. I'm looking at the time. Three's been coming to me a lot, and my grandmother's coming to you and telling me, thank you for being a protector of my grandson, my grandkid, and she's telling me that she will be one of your guides coming through. So this will let you know that my grandma does not go to everyone.
Yes, I know. She'll be coming and you know the significance. There's also a significance that you picked up on that is very important to me. Three is a very big number for me.
So that's what I was told. And when I looked at the time when you were asking me, when I looked, it said 333. Now, but that being said, she was born in 1933. So that's confirmation. You are making a good choice. Even though there will be obstacles, but you will outcome them. And I believe in you so much that I know that you can do anything if you put your mind to it.
And the fact
that you called me by surprise, that is a big surprise for me because I didn't expect you to call in. But it's always a surprise for me. You never know what you're going to get when. But
I always support you. This particular show, I really enjoy it when you're on the show. I think that there's a lot of great callers that call in. The host is wonderful, and I'm glad you do this show. So, and I wanted to surprise you because, you know, I don't always get to call in, but I'm always supporting you. You've got a large support system and family that care about you and believe in you, and we just want you to know that.
I appreciate that, and I was going to tell you, are you going to be able to talk to me in another hour?
Yeah, later.
Okay.
Whenever you get
done,
I'll talk
to you. Okay, we'll talk.
Well,
I just want to say much love to you. And by the way, I got something else to tell you. I just got my Amy Allen hoodie today. I actually posted it on Facebook, and I did a video with it.
I will definitely go check that out. I know you're thrilled for that.
Yes, and I actually, you know who I talked to today? He popped in, and he had talked to me about certain things, but we're not going to go into too much detail. But I heard from Terry today.
Okay. My wonderful godfather, pretty much.
Yeah, and your name was mentioned and others. And he really inspired me. He says, I love what you do. I'm a big fan of yours. And you have a big following, you have good people out there, but sometimes you need to take time for yourself. And I said, you know what, Terry? I don't know if you know this shit, but I was sick back in December. But we'll talk more about that. Yes, but we'll talk after the show because I want to talk to you.
Well, I don't want to take anybody else's time up. So thank y'all for letting me come in and ask a question, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Beth. Much love to you.
Much love to you too, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Okay, all right. Oh, there she goes. Okay. So, Katie, we've got Katie back again. So, right then, let's see if we can carry on where we left off.
Yes, hi, Chris. Sorry about that. I moved my phone and it got disconnected.
So, did you hear what I said, though?
I did. I did. It was a little muffled, but I can hear you better now.
So did it make sense? Because I forgot what I said.
You talked about a man that was coming in to my life.
Yeah, he was very educated. He had a lot of people, enemies among him. I kept picking up something to do with law.
Okay.
I did see that I saw abilities, but things were probably going to be tested. But I do feel that you are a person that you have had a lot of challenges in fighting for what you believe in. And I think he fits you to a T, fits you in with a T. So I don't know what the psychics, other psychics have told you, but I feel like a very good-looking man, very good on the shoulders, but he has had some struggles. But I just feel that over the outcome of what he has, he's got a lot of power. He doesn't abuse it. It doesn't get to his head. Not very wise and a lot of knowledge to share. And when I really, even though I don't know his name, but I'm getting the word twin flames. Okay, that's what I got for you. Twin flames.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yep.
Do you get a sense of when I'll meet him on how?
Honestly, I've been told unexpectable. That's what I'm being told, unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I've seen a very quiet place. I almost want to say a place where you can just, something that you would resonate with, that he would probably do too. It could be like a park. Even probably even a library for some reason. I could start out for some reason. I get feeling more library than anything. Something similar to a library or a place where you could, he does a lot of from his office and away from people. So it's kind of a place where it's very sacred and very quiet. And I feel like you like quiet. You like quiet a lot.
Recently, yes. Yeah. I'm tired of the noise.
Yeah, so I would say just that's what I'm seeing. Now, the time frame on that, let me see, can you give me a time frame? Okay, they're telling me yes. Okay, can you give me a time frame? Is it now or later? Okay, now it's later, so can you give me a month? Okay. Okay, I'm seeing February.
February? Okay, wonderful.
Yeah. I'm seeing like probably the mid of February. I wouldn't be surprised until after maybe the Valentine's time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I'm getting the 17th.
Okay.
That's what stands out. Okay.
That would be wonderful.
And I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what everybody else has told me, but I see good things coming. But I do think that there's going to be challenges. But even though that is going on, I see that you will overcome them. And I'm being told that you're a warrior also.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that's thrown at you, you always tend to fight back in what you believe in. And you do fight for your man. If you have someone, you fight for everything in that man. Because you expect loyalty, friendship, gratitude, faith, hope, love. You expect everything that a man would expect in you, and that's what you want in return.
Definitely.
In other words,
yeah.
he would be your king, and you would be his queen.
Yeah, I want someone with character and integrity. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's very hard to find. So if I'm going to say, I would give a toast, even though you can't see me, but I'm giving a toast to you. Many
mm-hmm.
blessings to you. And I hope that this man that I see is coming your way, and which I do see him coming your way. But just
okay,
be positive and just put intent and ask for God and your guides to show you
mm-hmm.
more of what he would look like and to bring them into your
okay.
plans soon.
I will. Chris, I've been struggling with a couple of health issues. Tinnitus, the ringing in the ear. I developed hearing loss in the left ear all of a sudden 3 years ago. And recently
mm-hmm.
with my eyes, bloaters, cataract, just over the past 6 weeks.
Okay.
Can you see, do you see healing coming for that? I've been, you know, trying different healing modalities. I pray every day. Do you see healing coming in those areas?
Yes, I do. I would say to try to limit your time in the sun, or get a little bit of sun, but not too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, I don't know why, but I keep seeing, that's weird, I keep seeing that. I don't know why they're showing me Vicks in the ear, the cotton balls, but I just thought that it would heal whatever is in the ear.
Mm-hmm.
I would say
okay.
Pray and do some Reiki. If you had someone to do some Reiki or maybe do some healing work on you, I think I would recommend that a Reiki master or someone that's very good with hands-on. Because I feel
okay.
like that would help you to heal those areas.
Great. I will try that. Thank you so much. I appreciate your reading.
Thanks.
It was beautiful.
God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for calling back, Kate. Okay. All right. So, we did have another call there, but they seem to have called off somewhere. So what we'll do, take a short break. Hopefully the other caller will call back in time. 15 minutes on the clock is what we have there at the moment. and I think this one is pretty appropriate because it's Blink and I Miss You. It's because we're missing you, caller. Show this evening. We've had four lovely callers all together. We've only got time for one more live call if they call in now. But I can't see anything happening. No lights going on anywhere. So we'll carry on with the music. Right then. I'm sure Chris doesn't mind. Okay.
Making
Well, I think we've had enough of that one for now. Right then, I'm going to bring Chris back on the mic briefly to say good night to you in just a moment. Coming up, our next show is going to be on Tuesday, respectfully, if Tina is well enough. We don't have Kelly Jo back with us until the 13th of February. So Kelly Jo not back, taking a vacation. So that just leaves Tina for Tuesday at the minute, if she's well enough, because she's not been too grand. So we give her our best, because she's had a COVID once, and then she's bad again now, she's ill again now. So we send her our loving thoughts, of course. And don't forget, my daughter and my granddaughter there in need of healing there at the minute. So let's bring Chris back on the mic briefly to say good night to you all, and that's it for this show, ladies and gents.
I can imagine saying thank you guys,
Yarn
the Hutter, again, 210-974-3470. I just want to say thanks to Beth for calling in. I don't know if you're still listening. I want to say thanks to Deb for listening to the show and always supporting. Queen, I don't know if you're listening. To Veronica, to all the callers, to Kathy. Just keep supporting Ken and what he does. And Ken, I just want you to know every time you play Phil Collins, I always sing and dance to his music. And as a matter of fact, Deborah was doing the same thing, and she said, that's my song. So I was going to say, whenever, and this is one thing I want y'all to know, that whenever Ken puts Phil Collins, that's one of my number one singers. He's someone that I feel that he speaks through his music, like everybody else does. And it brings a lot of light, and I just wanted to tell you thank you, Ken, for always doing that when I come on with Phil Collins, because that means so much to me. And I just want to say much love to you and your family and your grandson, and hopefully y'all heal. And many blessings to everybody out there. Love you. Peace out.
Thank you, Chris. Okay. So I'll come the next time then. We meet up with Chris then again a week today, on a Wednesday. A week today will be the second show for Chris, and we meet up with Chris on Wednesday of next week, of course, for the first show with Chris there. So we might have Chris as the first show of the week next week. We don't really know yet, because we don't know how Tina is breathing at the moment. Okay. But we're keeping tabs on everybody at the minute, because obviously anybody can go down with this terrible thing at any time. So, it's very difficult to get people at the moment. 2 hours is a long time. So 1 hour is enough at the moment. So we're going to keep it that way for now, because, people need a little bit more free time at the moment. So, until we get some more people with us, then we're going to keep it to an hour, and then we might put somebody in for second hour if we can get them. Right, thank you all for being here, ladies and gents. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch you on Tuesday.